going on, everybody? We're back. It's 2013.
Happy New Year.
Woo, it's another time. Yeah, I said it. We're going to kick a little podcast action for you. I'm Jesse Shadoose, and always next to me, this suave motherfucker here.
Kamal Altash.
Hell yeah. So
yeah,
we're going to
think about changing my name legally.
To what?
Well, not changing it. I want a middle name, damn.
Well, you don't have a middle name? I never knew that.
No.
We've known each other for over like 20 years. I didn't know you had a middle name.
Well, you never have.
Well, that's
okay.
True.
Okay. So, that's true. Traditionally, Turkish people don't have middle names, man. Now,
it's more impressive that way, I guess. It sounds more
I suppose,
severe.
Yeah. But I'd like to have Kambanox as my middle name. My gamer tag. Why not?
That would be cool.
So many people refer to me as Camby, Kambanox, whatever.
That is true. You know, well, if that's the case, shit, I never liked my two middle names that I got anyway.
Yeah, those can go.
Yeah, the bitches can go. Yeah, two middle names. One of them is a girl's name. The other one, well, it's not really because it's Polish for John.
Yeah, Jan.
But everybody looks at it and goes, Jan, huh? Like, you know, like, what the fuck?
Why you call me Jan? It's yeah. Not Jan. It's Jan. Jan. Okay.
Fuck you. You know, but like, I wouldn't mind changing my name to Jesse Dirt Nasty Shadoose. That's pretty cool.
Dirt Nasty 666 Shadoose.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you can put numbers in. Well, of course you can, I guess.
Sure you can.
Why if not? You can Ocho Cinco.
Hey, yeah, if you could have a symbol.
Yeah.
And be like, you know, the person formerly known as whatever.
Right. Fucking A, man. Well, you should look into that, man. Hell, you know what I mean?
Yeah, why not?
Well, you're gonna be at the courthouse tomorrow.
while I'm here.
So I can get this divorce going on that I thought it happened.
Hey, we're both changing our names. Fancy meeting you in line. Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe you're not technically changing your name, but.
Well, not really changing, just adding to it. Adding a little spice.
Pizzazz. I'm giving my name so it pops. When you say it, it's like, oh my god.
It just rolls out of your tongue.
I want to have his children.
They could take all the babies.
Yeah.
All of them.
Excuse me, madam. Would you like to drink my babies?
You would come famished.
Have you had your protein for the day? I have it right here in one warm shot. It's salty when you swallow. I wouldn't know, but I'm just saying.
That's what I'm told. I don't know.
Anyway, so happy 2013. We're on a little hiatus, man. I had the flu, and I was recovering, and I still got a little bit of a cough, and God, it was miserable, man. This flu this year, and I never get the flu. I never get the flu shot, and I never get the flu. I think those people that get the flu shot are the ones that get the flu. I swear to God. I don't know what it is.
Isn't that basically what it is? They basically infect you with the flu. And then like
a dormant virus of it. Yeah, a dormant
it's
version.
It's like, here, get sick so that you don't have to again.
And you do even
you
run,
do every year.
Right, and you do run a fever like after they inject you with it.
Oh, yeah.
But
so I stopped that.
But I got that shit, man, and it took me out of work for like I was out of work 5 days total.
Yeah. It'll do it to you, man.
You know, and be damned if them son of a bitches didn't give me my sick pay. Cause some ass clown forgot to put it in the computer. So I go to Heroes Landing today to pick up my comics from Todd that's the owner, man, in an awesome store. I talk about it all the time. And I'm gonna go pick up also this Batman statue series from The Dark Knight Returns, and I go to check my account just to see what I got in there, and by God, I'm short like $250.
You go check your account status and it says no Batman.
Yeah, it said no fucking Batman. Might as well have said no Batman. That shit fucking sucks, man. Like, I'm all jonesing for it. I just watched part 2 of The Dark Knight Returns. I'm so stoked. I'm gonna get the statue set. I come in, I'm like, I was gonna set it all up and watch the whole movie back to back, you know, like and like
have a little session
of like I'm a kid again and fucking denied. Because that's what I did. I actually downloaded. I downloaded both of them. I got them digital download, and I went on my computer editing software for for movies and stuff. And I actually put them both together as one movie, which is nice. Because they really should be one movie, but they released them in two parts so they can make more money. I mean, I don't fault them for that. I do a little bit, but.
But, well, yeah. If it were two movies in one, like, that'd be, like, super long.
Well, no, they're like an hour and a half.
Yeah, super long.
Yeah, but it's fucking awesome. 3 hours? Yeah, 3 hours of Batman.
I mean, it's badass, but still, DC's got to make their money.
Well, not just 3 hours of Batman, 3 hours of Frank Miller Batman.
Oh, well, yeah.
You can't really go wrong with that shit. Can't. No,
you can't.
Man.
You can't.
I mean, like, honestly, The Dark Knight Returns, the seminal Batman, like, really brought the Batman that you and I and
he
everyone.
Said seminal.
Right. God damn it, man.
Sorry, I didn't mean to derail you, dude. Get back.
Yeah, I know.
You're good at that.
But yeah, but basically, Frank Miller's Batman brought us to the Batman that we know and love today. You know, it totally did. And it's so good though, dude. It's so good. The Batman Superman fight in the
He fights Superman?
Yes.
So how is
calls
it even
him,
a fight? I mean it's
calls
Superman.
Him, he calls him the schoolboy. Yeah. Well, okay, because I don't know if you've not read The Dark Knight. Okay.
I have not.
Well, in The Dark Knight, like, the Russians launch a nuke at this island that the Americans had just fought them off of. I can't remember the name of it. It's some weird Costa de Mesa or something. I don't know. Monte Carlo.
Costa de Carlo Mesa.
Yeah. So Superman, who had just, like, fucked up the Russians by, like, sinking all their ships with his laser eyes and fucking up their whole program, goes and he's, like, you know, trying to force the missile up into space, and you know, spoilers for anybody that hasn't seen this. Well, fuck you if you haven't read the goddamn comic at this point. I mean, what fucking 1980? What? Go fuck yourselves. he tries.
Spoil
to,
away, sir. Spoil yeah, away.
Spoiling all the day right here. So he goes, he does his Superman shit where, you know, he plays God, and he just fucking, like, goes up and pushes the missile up into space, and it blows up and detonates over the U.S., causing a massive EMP that blacks out the country. But Superman, for whatever reason, I don't know why, like, once he had pushed it up, I don't know if he had to keep holding on to it because the guidance system would have corrected it and brought it back on course, but he goes with that shit until it fucking blows up, and he gets hit by that full blast, and it fucking shreds him, dude. Like, he shrivels up into, like, this irradiated corpse, and he falls from the sky and, like, hits the ground and goes into the dirt and skids, and there's a crater and shit.
And then he's hit by the sunlight and he's fine.
No, because there's, like, a nuclear winter now, because the sun is, like, it's caused clouds and everything to just, it blotted out the sun, and it's, like, the middle of July, and, like, there's snow and shit and ash everywhere, and it's, like, crazy. Like, the whole world's been plunged into, like, nuclear winter for some reason.
And that's the best Superman can do.
Well,
I mean, like, seriously, I mean, Superman.
Yeah,
Come on.
So anyways, well, he like sticks his hand out of the crater onto this flower, and the flower withers and dies, and he literally sucks the life out of all the vegetation that's around to bring himself back to being Superman, which was fucking cool looking to watch.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, but he's weak, right? You know, because he doesn't have the sun powering him and whatnot. So Ronald Reagan has asked him to take Batman down because he's getting too fucking crazy in Gotham. He's causing too much trouble, you know.
Batman's causing trouble.
Well, because Batman, like, when you saw the first one, right, with me, you watched part one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how a lot of the city's starting to turn on him, like, you know, because he's come back and he's stirring up shit, and people are starting to, like, all the gangs are getting crazy again and whatnot. And, well, the president's kind of asking Superman to kind of, like, you know, help him out and bring his buddy down. Like, you know, not, like, kill him or anything, but just, you know, put him out of commission if he doesn't want to cooperate. And so Superman, you know, goes back to Gotham to handle business, and Batman's got no fucking intentions. of cooling his jets. Like, none whatsoever. Like, he's got a fucking plan laid out to take Superman the fuck on down.
Superman comes in, he's like, I think it is
he. Well, he, Batman, Batman's like, no. he fucking dons this super armor and shit like that with, like, hydraulics in the arms and shit, and he, like, lifts up the Batmobile, and he's like, all right, I'm good. And, like...
Master Chief Batman.
Yeah, basically. Like, he's full on, like, ready to go and battling and shit. So he's, like, kicking Superman's ass nine ways to Sunday, like, all over the street. But Superman's also dealing him some pretty solid blows and shit, too.
I'm sure.
But Superman's got an ace in the hole. He's got this one guy with a kryptonite arrow. But it's, like, kryptonite, like, in dust form. So, like, when it gets close to Superman, it actually explodes and he inhales the dust.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, while he's fighting, Superman's all distracted and whatever. The guy shoots the arrow. It blows up. Superman inhales it. And Batman starts beating the fuck out of him. And he goes, how does it feel to be like us and feel the pain? Superman's face is all swelling up and shit. And
he's like, it's not so good.
Yeah. Batman's like, not bop, so good. Bop. He's fucking him up, taking him to task. And so... He's like,
we were super friends.
And he picks him up. Yeah. And he's like, I wanted you to know. He's like, this is what will happen. He's like, if you ever come from me again, he's like, I could have gone hard on you, Clark. He's like, I didn't even come close. He's like, I wanted you to know who beat you. And like, he drops him and shit. And damn. Right after he does that, he has a fucking heart attack. And Batman kicks it, as far as we know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it goes into the whole... I don't want to ruin everything for people that haven't watched it, but it's fucking amazing. Like, it is so well done. The Joker's in it. He kills the fucking Joker. He loses control and actually fucking snaps his neck.
Nice.
Yeah. Not after the Joker stabbed him repeatedly in the fucking gut, though. Like, just
well, yeah, I'd probably lose it and snap a neck,
like,
or two.
No, Batman, like, had him in a grip and whatever, and the Joker just took a knife and just fucking laid into his gut and just blop, 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 blop.
He prison shanked him.
Yeah, he did. And then Batman snapped his neck, but it didn't kill him right away. Like, it just paralyzed him, and the Joker fell down up against a rock. And he's like, it doesn't matter. He's like, I won. I made you lose it. He's like, they'll never let you live now. And he snaps his own neck the rest of the way and kills himself. And so Batman, like, it's crazy. Like, he put this thing on the Joker to set his body on fire. So when the cops all show up and whatever, his body catches fire and shit and he's burning. And Batman's got this C4 charge on the side of a wall and he's bleeding. But he's trying to shoot this with a gun that he stole from a cop. And blow up the side of the wall to, like, stop the police from catching him. And he's so hurt that he's missing. And he looks over at the Joker's burning body and his jaw's dropped open. And it's just a skeleton, like, it's just black skeleton, you know, inside the flames. Mm-hmm. And he goes, stop laughing at me. You know, it's like... It's fucking... Oh, it's so good. It's so fucking good,
yeah,
man.
Sounds great. I'm surprised I haven't read it.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna have to come over. We're gonna watch that. Well,
truth time. I've actually never read a full Batman comic, ever.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's you know.
When I did my time with comics, man, I was reading mostly Marvel and Image and like little other things. Like, what was Cyber Frog?
I was independent.
Yeah, I was reading a lot of independent stuff too.
Yeah, me too. I always have. You know, Creed. You were into Creed and.
I like the artwork in Creed. I never knew the story. I never read it.
Yeah.
I never actually owned it.
Hey, Rob Liefeld got fired, everybody. Yay! Ooh,
fuck you, Rob Liefeld.
Rob Liefeld.
Your shitty hands.
And your shitty legs. It's shitty everything, Rob Liefeld.
Your shitty attitude, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He does. A notoriously shitty attitude. Like, when we saw him at the comic book convention when we were younger, he was a dick.
Oh.
God. He thought his shit didn't stink because he was, like, in the company of Jim Lee and the gang. But it's like, dude, you're, like, the bitch boy for Jim Lee and the gang. Like, Jim Lee asked you to go get his coffee.
Can I get an autograph?
Yeah.
You gonna buy something?
Yeah, what? No. A faggot, dude. Like,
then no.
But I already bought Young Bloods, you stupid fuck, and you still wouldn't sign it without money. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I paid money for your trash. Like, and I liked Young Bloods. I just hated his art.
Yeah. And Savage Dragon's a cool idea, but...
Yeah, but he didn't stay on Savage Dragon.
Thank goodness.
You know, Jim Lee picked it up for a while, and it was really good. But you've got an interesting story to tell, man, since we've been on a little bit of hiatus.
all right, well, when I get out of work, I often stay after and chit-chat with my coworkers. So often that I'm actually not expected to be home until 9:30, 10 o'clock, or a little later sometimes. I get out of work at 7 in the morning. So this one morning, a few weeks back, I didn't really feel like staying at work. I really wanted to just go home and get some sleep.
Right.
So as soon as I clock out, I start making my way home. Get there, and after I park the car, I see there's a $20 bill, like, right in front of the door. I'm like,
all right,
you know, yeah. Either it's payday for me, or, you know, somebody dropped it. So I pick it up with every intention of asking this guy on the couch I live with if it's his.
Yeah.
Apparently, he went to the club the night before while I was at work.
Right.
I open the door. I take a step in, and when I look off to the side where the couch is, I see, now, I don't care what he says to this day, this is what I saw.
Right.
A dude sitting on the ground.
Yeah.
His back to the couch, and this roommate of mine is, like, standing above him.
Yeah.
Like jacking his dick towards his face.
Yeah.
More importantly, towards my couch, which is black.
Yeah, so that's going to show up.
Yeah. And,
now, what'd this dude look like?
Looked very soft in the features, almost feminine. You could say, Fred Savage from,
Fred Savage? From
Wonder Years.
Like a female Fred Savage? But it's not a female.
Just very feminine, very soft features. But
oh,
like,
yeah.
Now, I would have bought the Bull Dyke story that my roommate gave me.
Right.
If I didn't see the nice, even chops that come about three quarters down to the ear.
He had fucking chops?
Oh, yes. Females don't grow that. But you know what? If he wants to claim it's a Bull Dyke, he says he's got her Facebook. He has yet to show it to me. He swears up and down it was a female, but then again, he was on something because...
Well, even if it was a Bull Dyke, though, you think about this. Even if it was a Bull Dyke, and she had decided she wanted a little dick for the evening, maybe, instead of the puss, I think the last thing she would be doing, though, is sucking the dick. He would have been eating her pussy or fucking her, but her sucking on a cock would probably be a complete, like, out of...
I've had a lot of... lesbian friends, and sucking dick is the last thing on their to-do list. Like, it's not even on there.
Like, I mean, if he's fucking her with his cock, you know, that's like a strap-on for them. That's, you know, that's just a fucking utility piece. You know what I'm saying? But, like, for her to get down there and be servicing his manhood, no. I don't see that.
I mean, even if the company producing the stationery they're writing their to-do list on was eat a dick, they'd cross it out. Like, but
okay, so what happened?
So he like backs up off and he's zipping his pants up. He's like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. I take my shoes off, put the 20 in my pocket.
Yeah, because that 20's yours now.
And I just avert my eyes and I go straight to my room.
Yeah.
I keep to myself because who am I to judge?
Now, did
I think no more or less of him? I still, you know.
Now, did Savage cool get up off the floor in a hurry?
Now, Savage definitely had that look of shame, covered the face with both hands, you know, that...
Like, oh my God!
No, it was more like, ah, oh, I've been caught. Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was a dick in my mouth. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. But, a couple minutes later, I hear the door open and close, front door.
Right.
I'm guessing, Savage left.
Yeah.
And, I hear a knock on my door. Now, at this point, I was trying so hard to forget about what I saw. I'm trying to pay my phone bill. I'm on the phone with this automated service.
Yeah.
And he knocks on the door. I'm like, hold on a second. Knocks again. I'm like, dude, this guy's got to be on something. I open the door. His eyes are bloodshot. Totally out of sorts.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm really sorry you had to see that. That was a pretty big chick, huh? Yeah, she was ugly. I'm really sorry about that. That's the best I could pull from the club. And blah, blah, blah. You see me jacking my dick? I was like, look, man, look. You call it a chick? That's fine. That's great. Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
Don't get anything on my couch. That's it. That's all I told him.
Yeah.
Don't get anything on my couch.
Yeah.
Because even if he doesn't have a savage there and he's just jacking his dick, I don't want anything on my couch.
But doesn't he have a futon?
He's got a futon, but the couch is so much more comfortable.
I'm thinking maybe he didn't want to get the shame all over the futon.
Yeah, you know, yeah. No shame on the futon.
It's harder to wash out.
That shame is a bitch to wash out, let me tell you.
Well, okay, you know, but here's my thing, though. Like, why come with the cockamamie story, though? Like, you know, like, that's one thing I would have just been like, are we cool? You know,
he said that he went to a club, and then after that went to a party.
Right.
Now, at the party, he was given a drink.
Right.
Given a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And he's under the suspicion that somebody slipped something into it. Right. Now, I totally believe that. Because other than alcohol, this kid doesn't do anything.
Right.
He's a fairly clean kid.
Get blown by guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to call that.
Yeah.
You know, doing something.
Well,
but I think somebody slipped something into his drink, totally fucked up, you know, his perception, and he said, hey, that's a bull dyke. And bull dyke said, hey, I'm a guy, you're a guy, what's up?
Well, now, did the Fred Savage, was it big enough to have man tots?
I did not see man tots.
Right.
And if it were a female, even the bull dykes got tits.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
I didn't see tits.
Yeah.
I didn't see tits. I saw the chops.
Right.
And I really didn't want to see anything else. I didn't even want to see that.
And like another thing too, like why would you ask, yo, did you see me jacking my dick all in her face? Like, no, I wasn't
the
looking
kid
at
was
your
high
fucking
as a kite, man.
Yeah.
He was through the roof.
But like, yeah, bro, I was like, yeah, that's what I was checking out. I was like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you're
that
jerking,
was awesome.
You're
jerking
your dick.
Good form.
Yeah, nice.
Keep it up.
Pulling a whole Ron Jeremy there. It was nice.
Hold on. Let me make a little scorecard for you. 8.5.
Yeah.
All
right. I would have gave you a 10.
But that was an ugly discount.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have gave you a 10, but it was clearly a dude.
It's up for review.
Yeah. We're going to go to the instant replay.
No instant replay, please. Okay, well, I'm begging of you.
No, we'll let the ref.
I have to live there.
We'll let the ref in the booth do it.
Even when I move, I gotta bring that couch with me, dog. I don't want to. Oh, fuck.
Well, have you taken a black light to it yet?
I have not.
I honestly don't think this is the first time that this has happened. Like I
doubt it is, because as late as I come home, and as many nights as he's been off that I've worked, I guarantee you he's come home with something from the club. And when I say something, I'm not using the term loosely.
Yeah.
I mean something. Because if he said that's the best he could pull from the club,
Yeah.
I mean, kid's got moves.
Know, well,
he's a good-looking kid. He's got the moves.
And he can dance. He's a break dancer.
Hell yeah, he can dance. He pops and pops with the best of them.
Yeah, which also lends me to believe that he's probably, you know, batting for both teams. Those dancing guys. You know what I mean?
If he's a Mr. Mercury.
Hey, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Mercury went down in flames.
Yeah, well, three-letter word killed him. Sucks. What a talent. You know. He was multi-talented. Like, his mouth did all kinds of shit. Freddie Mercury.
Okay.
Okay. You ever wonder if, like, when, you know, when him and David Bowie did that song together, like, they hooked up? Because, you know, David Bowie was a little bit of Beast Esquire for a while. Right? Like, under pressure.
But pushing down on me.
Yeah, pushing down on you. No man and asphalt. Stuff. Yeah. You're going to feel a little pressure.
Coming from my D. Going into the and stuff. Oh my god, dude, take a sip of your drink.
Oh man, I'm still...
Oh wow.
I still got the cough from that damn flu, man.
I hear that.
Oh. That's the only thing I got left. Everything else is gone. Oh god.
That's so what kind funny. Of games you been playing, man?
Okay. I got Skyrim on my PC now. And I've been modding the fuck out of it. I got the nudity mods, like, where you take the clothes off and the chicks are fucking, like, just full on. There's no panties or nothing. No,
they're not using the skin no. panties.
And you can give bras. Them bush, or you can give them clean shaven. You can give them landing strips.
Can you give them a little leprechaun mowing the yard?
I don't know about that. But there's also a mod to give them better-looking women. It's called the Caliente mod.
The Caliente mod?
Yeah. And it gives them prettier faces. It really does. Like, it smooths out the textures and everything. It gives them really pretty faces. And it also gives them banging asses and big-ass tits.
Nice.
Also, like, I've got the sexy armor pack, where it's, like, you can pick which armors to use it with. And, like, literally, chicks will be running around, like, with the armor, but it'll go around their tits, so their tits are showing and through the armor and what? Shit. Yeah.
And, wait... It doesn't alter the
stats? No. Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if that lowers defense, I might take the hit.
Yeah.
Just because, you know.
Oh, it's hot, dude. Third person, all the merchants, pan around. All the female merchants have, like, this little dress on that barely covers their nipples and shit.
Woo!
Yeah. I got the All Farmers Grow Weed mod.
Get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you'll see, like, they're actually grown weed plants?
Yeah, and it has buds on it and everything, but, like, when you pick it's this is where they fail. Because when you pick it, it says you've harvested cabbage. And it's just cabbage. I'm like, god damn it, man.
They misspelled cannabis.
Yeah. No, but, like, when you look in your inventory, cabbage, it's literally cabbage. Like, it sucks.
That's retarded.
The least they could have done was put buds in there, I think. Yeah. Somebody needs to bring a patch out.
Harvested buds.
Oh, I also have this cool mod where it makes the moon in the game Saturn. With all the rings around it,
what?
And all the moons that surround Saturn are in the sky. So, it looks amazing. And I have all these realistic texture packs that I've installed that make the game way, way more realistic.
So, what kind of specs you running this bitch on?
Ultra.
Ooh!
Yeah, man. My computer can run that shit at Ultra. And I tend to run most things on Ultra, but some things on high just because, like, it makes it smoother to run.
Yeah, you want to keep that frame rate up.
Well, I can run everything at Ultra when I don't have the mods installed. But with the mods installed, I tend to run some things on high. But I also got Far Cry 3 on the PC as well. I got that. And, man, you know, I love my Xbox. Don't get me wrong. I play the majority of my stuff on my Xbox. But I'll be damned if, man, high-end PCs just don't make games look amazing. They just do. I mean, it's freaking ridiculous. I'll tell you what I don't like about Far Cry 3. I think it's a great game. But once again, so many companies that make these shooters that have vehicles involved, the driving sucks. And the driving sucks in Far Cry 3, I will say that. It's
now, is it like Halo's Warthog to where you just hit forward? Or do you actually have an accelerator and a brake?
Yeah, it's more like, you know, like a traditional driving game would be as far as that. Or Grand Theft Auto or something like that.
Okay.
But it's just clunky and unresponsive. And it just, I don't know.
You think maybe it's hardware or is it definitely software?
It's definitely how they programmed it. It was not like their main focus of the game, so obviously, and like,
but I mean, if that's how you get from point A to point B in such
it's a huge map,
like,
it does cut down the distances, but I've just scratched the surface of the game, so obviously there's going to be boats and jet skis
and if they all drive just as terrible, like, what's the point?
Yeah, I know, there's going to be hang gliders and whatever the fuck else, but, you know, but so far the game is actually absolutely gorgeous and it plays really well. The shooting mechanic is good. The way you unlock weapons is cool, because you can get weapons for free in the game without having to buy them by doing things for the people in the towns and stuff.
All right.
Which is pretty cool. The hunting is really, really neat, man. Because there's shit out there that will come after you. Like, you know, you better shoot
lions
it. Yeah, and tigers and bears. Oh my.
Tigers.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's a good game though, man. I've been enjoying the hell out of that. I've been playing the Black Ops 2 League play, man. I'm fucking heavy in it. Heavy in the League
play.
Yeah,
what are you ranked?
Number 3 right now in my division.
Nice. Nice.
Yep. Yep. So, season's about to be ending in a couple of weeks, and hopefully I'll get ranked number 1. Only thing is, like, there's no rewards for it. I mean, it's basically bragging rights, honestly, but who are you bragging to? Like, I wish there was some sort of...
Other people that play.
Right. Like, you know, they can...
That's basically what the gold guns and the diamond camo are for.
Yeah. And you know... Oh, but the new expansion's coming out next week, man.
Next week?
Mm-hmm.
For Ops 2.
Yeah, the 29th.
Fantastic.
4 new multiplayer maps and 1 new zombies map, and a new gun.
So 4 new multiplayer maps and a gun.
And a gun. Well, no, 5 maps total because the zombies map.
Yeah, I don't even count that.
No, but this zombies map I might actually play because it's called Die Rise. And basically, when you die, you turn into a zombie and go after your team now.
Finally.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm
Because let me tell you how annoying it is.
Yeah.
To be in one of those. Because I have played zombies before. I'm not
right.
a big fan of it. But you go into it. You got your squad. You're killing zombies. For whatever reason, bullets don't do shit to zombies after a certain level. And then you go down. Nobody picks you up. So what are you doing the rest of the time? Nothing.
Nothing. Exactly.
You're sitting there on the floor watching all the zombies run around. You're thinking to yourself, shouldn't I have changed?
Right.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Know, like, isn't that how zombies work generally in lore? Like,
yeah.
Official canon, zombie canon, like, a zombie kills you,
right.
you come back
well,
as
and another
zombie.
Thing I don't like about zombies, though, too, is it, like, the hit sourcing on those things, man. I tell you, so many times I've hit them in the fucking head, and they still come.
Yeah.
Like,
so I've noticed sometimes, like, when they're swinging their arms or whatever, like, the arm will catch the bullet, and for whatever reason, the bullet doesn't go through the arm.
Yeah.
So it just takes their limb, and it's like, dude, that was a headshot. What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Telling me.
Yeah, and that to me is, you know, yeah. I'm not a huge zombies player in that game. But it's nice that that game has so many different modes and options that you can take part in. And I dig that about it.
Yeah.
So, I got a new game. We're going to start our first game for 2013. This is going to be a regular thing we're going to do from time to time. It's going to be called Fuck It or Forget It. And what we're going to do is, I'm going to come up with a list of a bunch of different chicks.
Okay.
And we're going to say, like, you're going to fuck it or forget it? Like, would you bang this chick? Like, say, like, for instance, the Golden Girls, all right?
Which one?
Which ones would you fuck out of Golden Girls?
Out of the Golden Girls?
For sure, Blanche Devereaux.
Oh, definitely. I'd love to be a page in Blanche Devereaux's journal.
She was a whoa.
Hell yeah.
Bea Arthur, not so much.
I'd probably still give it to Bea Arthur. Something about them shoulder pads.
Oh.
I don't know what it was.
I don't know, man, but Betty White for sure. I'd fuck
definitely.
I'd fuck the pens right off
dude,
of that slut.
You know what? I would love to come across some kind of time travel device and go back in time and bang her in her prime.
Yeah.
Because Betty White was a banging bitch.
Oh, dude, like, have you seen those nude playing cards of her?
No.
Yeah, somebody had made nude playing cards back when she modeled and shit. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
She's a dirty little chick, too, man. She's like, I don't know why everybody always, like, says that guy's got balls. She's like, balls are weak. She's like, and it hurts really bad when you hit him. She's like, if anybody should say anything, you should say, man, that guy's got a hell of a pussy. She's like, because
oh, yeah, she was saying that they got the words
mixed up. Yeah, because they take a beating.
Yeah.
That's hilarious,
Betty
dude.
White.
Betty White, man. She's on a TV show right now, in fact. I forget the name
Get
of the show.
She's
still doing it.
Hot damn.
Yeah, man.
Admirable.
Yep. And she's probably going to do it till she kicks it. And more power to her. That's awesome. Yeah, man.
There aren't many of those going around anymore.
No. You know, like, a lot of people, they retire and then they kick it. But so we're gonna do the fuck it or forget it, man. And I think that's gonna be pretty fun. We're gonna get some other people to come on, obviously, for the game show part of that. Because if it's just me and you, well, that's
that's just
woo. Hey, would you fuck her? No. All right,
no?
Let's move on.
All right, moving on. I wish I had like some cards or something I could, like...
Yeah, well, I want to make some, like, game show music for it, like, you know, get some generic game music, like... Ba-da-ba-da-da-da.
You could, but I'm not going to hold you to it. Like, I'm not going to be like, hey, man, you get that game music done or what? Like,
yeah, no, it's time for Fuck It or Forget It.
All right.
Yeah.
Our contestants today are the same as usual.
Yeah, the same two guys you've been listening to for an hour. Thanks.
Yeah, no,
we'll get some other people, though. We'll get some other people.
Subscribe.
Yeah, seriously, subscribe, man. We got, I know you're laughing.
You're at least smiling.
Well, we do have quite a few on iTunes subscribing now. Yeah.
We have iTunes subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you to all of you.
Yeah.
Wait, more than one?
Yeah.
To all of you.
Yeah, thank you very
much.
Wait,
more than two?
Yeah, more than two.
Okay, because I was going to say both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You're awesome. Thanks for subscribing.
Cereal.
We love you guys. Oh, my God, dude. The South Park, the Stick of Truth got pushed back again.
THQ, man.
It's not coming out till April now. Or May. I mean, May. It's not coming out till May.
I heard that because THQ went under.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to find funding from other developers.
The game is done. It's fucking done.
I understand that.
I just can't... I can't...
But they still need the funds to make the units.
Well,
to ship them. That's the whole point of a publisher.
I know. They need...
Dev team's done their part. Now it's up to the publisher, and that's why all the other companies are throwing in their money so that they can get...
I don't like EA, but by God, I wish they'd just swoop in and fucking pick it up and get it out.
I thought they already owned THQ.
Well, if they owned a THQ, they wouldn't be going under, though. But they do own THQ. That was part of the deal with BioWare, wasn't it?
I think so. I think they own THQ.
No, Pandemic. It was BioWare Pandemic.
Okay.
Yeah, not THQ.
At any rate, that game better fucking come out, or I'm burning a building down.
Dude, oh,
I promise.
I'm so excited about it. Like, I've wanted to play that game with you ever since I heard it was going to be co-op.
Oh, my God. Co-op RPG.
South Park.
In South Park, Colorado.
Now, somebody was telling me that they never heard it was co-op. You know, and I was like, I'm pretty sure it's co-op. Doesn't it say co-op?
I hope it is, man. At the very least, I want to make my own custom South Park kid.
Well, you do. You get to make your own custom.
I know. Because
you're the new kid, yeah.
I know. But I'm stoked about that. I'm stoked about the
I want the fun summons, with weapons pack.
The weapons. I'm sure they've got different types of armor. And
dude, do you think you'd be able to summon the Christmas friends? Like, you know, like the evil tree people? The
if I'm not mistaken, I actually saw them in there.
Yeah,
I don't know if
they
were fighting them or if they actually summoned them. But you could also summon, Mr. Hankey.
What? Tally.
There was actually like a tornado of shit. Went across the board. It was hilarious.
Nice.
I think you can summon Mr. Slave. I think he actually eats something or like one of your enemies with his ass.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw him jump up in the air and swallow something with his ass. Yeah, I was like, holy shit, fuck yeah. Awesome, man. Yeah, I'm looking so forward to that. Like right now, I mean, I know Bioshock Infinite's coming out and that's going to be awesome. But literally right now, the most anticipated game for me is that game. Like, I want to play South Park: The Stick of Truth. I'm a fucking huge South Park fan sitting right here, both of us. And, like, it's driving me nuts that this game keeps being pushed back.
You know how at Walmart they have those
cards, pre-order cards? Yeah.
Yeah. They've actually crossed out the coming out date, the release date, and they put coming soon on it.
Yeah. I know.
Ugh.
But Grand Theft Auto coming out spring this year, man. I'm stoked. It's looking like
that
May.
Soon?
It's looking like May. Yeah, because most Rockstar hasn't put out anything since Max Payne. They always release in the springtime, and it's usually in May. So I wouldn't. I'm not gonna go. You know, I'm kind of like on the inside info track on that because of where I work. But I'm gonna say May. Don't hold me to that. But more than likely, you're gonna be playing Grand Theft Auto 5 in May. So, and that's going to be, hell yeah, honk that horn, Grand Theft Auto 5. Yeah, I'm excited, dude. Oh my God, it looks beautiful.
It does.
It looks amazing. It does. And they've even more perfected the scanning technology of the actors involved from
LA. I'm so glad they're still using that.
Yeah, from LA Noire. Because I didn't want
that to be like a gimmick that they use for LA Noire and just kind of
dismissed. Dude, that game was beautiful. And the way they talked in that game and the facial expressions and everything was unlike anything I've ever played. And that game to me is a masterpiece and a classic in and of its own. That's why I've never traded it. Well, I don't really trade my games much anymore, but I definitely have held on to LA Noire. Because it's honestly, I think later on, it's going to be one of those games that's going to be classic. And it's already a classic in its own right. So I watched the new episode of Big Bang Theory. Dude, it was fucking hilarious. They were going to the comic book convention in Bakersfield, Comic-Con Bakersfield. And so Leonard's girlfriend Penny was like, but didn't you already go to like San Diego Comic-Con? And he's like, yeah. She's like, so why are you going to Bakersfield Comic-Con? And Sheldon goes, well, because it's like, you know, it's like anything, like bad pizza. He's like, it's still kind of good. So we go. Anyway, so they're all dressing up like Star Trek characters. And they're on their way, and they pass those rocks, you know, where they filmed like a lot of the old original Star Treks, you know, where he was fighting the Gorn.
Yeah.
And they decide to go do a photo shoot. So they get out there, and they're all dressed up. And Leonard is Picard. And Sheldon is Data. Raj is Mr. Worf. And Howard is Borg. And so they're all doing this photo shoot and stuff. They got the makeup and everything. They look awesome.
So and, at least they all stuck with Next Gen.
Yeah, and their car got stolen while they're out there.
No!
And so they're like having to walk down the road. And nobody wants to
ride.
Yeah, nobody wants to pick them up. But the girls are all hanging out together, all their girlfriends. And they decide to go to the comic book shop and find out why the guys love comics so much and read the comics. And then they start arguing. Like, they go, I don't know why the guys like these. Like, they don't make any sense. They all read them and everything. And they're like... Then they started arguing about them. About facts and stuff in the comics. So then they go start reading the guys' comics. So when they finally make it back home, they hear the girls in there reading comics. And they were like, guys, I think on the way back, we must have slipped into another dimension. He's like, the girls are talking about comics. They're arguing about them. And he's like, Leonard, I think this is a job for the away team. And he pulls out his phaser, and they all get put their stuff back on. And he's like, all right, we'll set them to stun, because if I happen to kill Penny, I'll never find another hot girlfriend like that again. And they bust in the door. But it's so true, because these girls, like, they don't get why they like comics and everything. And I remember when I was, you know, with Maritza and I got married and shit, and she hated going to the comic book store. Hated it. But once she got in there and started, like, looking at the X-Men and stuff and started reading it, I turned her into a fucking monster, man. She had the Dark Phoenix Saga paperbacks, like, all the paperbacks. She bought them all. Like, she was, like, obsessed. And I was just like, fuck, now I can't go to the comic book store by myself anymore.
Nope.
You know? Like, it's like, damn it. It was the one place where I could go and just be like, I got all the time I want.
For most guys, it's, like, the sports bar and... on game day or whatever.
Yeah. For nerds, it's the comic book store, man. Yeah, it's, man. You know, and it's... I love it, man. I love just going to the store and checking out everything new and talking comics.
And looking at what they got in stock that's old.
Yeah, looking at the previews magazine to see what's coming up. And talking shop with everybody and arguing about stupid shit that doesn't matter in the real world. But right there it does.
Oh, yes.
So
you bite your tongue, that is the real world.
Yeah, it is.
It's real enough.
I know, but like I'm stuck in the middle because I love sports too. So like I go to like sporting events, but you know, I also go to the comic book store. But honestly, if I had to pick between hanging out with sports guys and talking about stats, I'd rather be at the fucking comic book store.
Straight up.
But like, you want to talk stats? Yeah. Fucking Bruce Banner got irradiated by gamma radiation. Okay, and that guy didn't die.
Yeah, that shit's over 9,000.
Yeah, he came back as a beast. All right? He can jump like crazy distances and crush buildings. You tell me when Tom Brady can do that.
Can't
do it. I fucking hate the Patriots anyway. But that's neither here nor there.
That's nice.
You're like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're not even remotely a sports guy. I mean, you do like football because of the violence, but...
Oh, dude, I love the violence. I love watching people get rocked. But
yo, you should have seen this hit during one of the bowl games in college.
I enjoy a good game, but I can't favor any one team or player. I couldn't possibly care less about
that. Dude, you should have seen this one hit during the bowl games in college. If you go on YouTube, you could probably look it up, just like extreme hit during college bowl games.
Extreme Hitler during
college bowl. Dude, this guy got hit so fucking hard and so fast, his helmet came off and went flying down the fucking field, and his shoes came off.
He was knocked out of his shoes?
Yeah, dog.
Damn, they lace him.
Yo, he was fucked.
They lace him, bitches.
Fucked up. It was insane. I was like, I saw the hit and I went, ooh. Like, that's all you can do is just go, God damn, I would not want to be that guy. How's his spine?
So did he survive?
He was okay, yeah. Oh. I mean, but, like, good God. It was so loud when that dude's pads hit his pads, dude. Oh, it sounded like a thunder crack. It was like, and I was like, whoa, that motherfucker's not getting up. Dollars to donuts, he's not getting up. But, it was insane, man. But I think that's probably going to wrap it up for us today, man. I got to get home. I'm still not feeling so hot. And it's a short pod, but we promise we'll be back next week with a nice long pod for you guys. And we're going to be kicking up some stuff in 2013. Oh, we might be going to E3, so stay tuned for the details on that, to do some coverage at E3 and interview some people and hopefully have a really awesome time, man. It's going to be a blast.
Just thinking about it makes my dick so hard.
Yeah, because... We're press now, and since I already work in the gaming industry, we're already a lock. So,
and we talk about it too.
And we talk about it. That's what I'm saying. We're press, man. We got a a pop culture gaming podcast and comics
now
and
everything. I need a bowler cap with a little press card in it.
This just in. We're going to E3, bitches. Suck it.
Recognize.
Yeah. So stay tuned, man. Hopefully we'll get to see Cliffy B and I can punch him in the balls. No, I'm just kidding. I like Cliffy B.
I don't.
I do. I do. He's a cool guy. And he's got a new project that he's working on outside of Epic Games. So let's see where he goes. Hopefully it's a role-playing game. I would like to see him tackle something like that. I think he wants to go something different than a shooter. Otherwise, he wouldn't have left Epic. You know what I mean? I think he wants to branch out and do something different. And I think... with his new engine...
I can't recall anything aside from shooters that Epic's done.
Yeah, well, he owns the Unreal Engine 4. That's his. It's not Epic.
That's his?
It's his.
No shit.
So imagine a role-playing game with the Unreal Engine 4 for the next gen. I think it's going to be next gen. Whatever he's doing is definitely next gen.
He could have his eyes augmented to have dollars.
Oh, shit! Speaking of which, Microsoft just took a patent out on the holodeck room. Current for coming out probably for this next gen, they're talking about this, where like it's gonna shoot around your whole room, and it'll account for furniture and whatever, an actual 3D environment, so you can see everything in three dimensions in the game. Go online and check it out.
I will.
Yeah. In fact, it's on my Facebook. If you go to my Facebook and you look at the little hamster picture that's on there, it's like the top 10 advances in science in 2012. Yeah, check that out. Everybody check that out, man. Top 10 advancements in science on 2012. And check us out on our Yeah, I Said It Facebook page. Also, you can check me out on Twitter at jshaduce@twitter.com.
Could you spell
I'm going to spell my name. Cause it's J and then C-H-U-D-E-U-S-Z.
A lot easier to say.
The Z is silent.
So, I always thought the S was silent.
No, Shadoose.
Shadoose.
There's no Z.
Shadoose?
Shadoose.
Is that Deuce?
Nah,
it's Deuce.
Deuce. Like, Deuce Bigelow. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for us, guys. You've listened to Yeah, I Said It, and we're kicking it live. We're going to be here next week doing the same thing.
Ow!
It's 2013, man. A whole bunch of exciting stuff for us coming up.
We made it to 2013.
We made it. Fuck them Mayans. All right. I'm Jesse Shadoose.
I'm Kamal Altash.
Peace.